All right. Article 42 is a petition article, and we will be looking for a person representing the petitioners to move this particular article. Article 42. We, the concerned citizens of Freedom, including the Freedom Old Home Week Association and the Freedom Historical Society, respectfully ask the town if they would vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $56,000 to help defray the purchase and labor costs of installing air conditioning and heating mini splits in the Freedom Town Hall. The project would entail the installation of four 24,000 BTU heads upstairs, two 24,000 BTU heads downstairs, three outdoor condensers, and wiring costs for the project. The project would ensure the town hall becomes a comfortable, tolerable facility for use when temperatures climb above 80 degrees Fahrenheit or fall below 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and that town residents can use the town hall as a cooling or heating station during extreme weather events. Funds to be raised by taxation. Is there a motion in regard to Article 42? Yes, it's moved by Kate Chappett. And is there a second? And it's seconded by Glenn Eli. All right, Kate, you're the maker of the motion. I invite you to come forward and speak to it. Well, yeah, you can do it right from there if you want. Go ahead. Yep.
At this time, I would like to amend Article 42, and I make the motion to amend it by deleting the sentence, the project will entail the installation of four 24,000 BTU heads upstairs, two 24,000 BTU heads downstairs, three outdoor condensers, and wiring costs for the project.
Okay, so you're making a motion to amend in that way.
Correct.
And I'm wondering if there's anybody who will second your motion to amend. It's seconded by Bill Kearney. Okay, so the motion to amend is what's on the floor. And because you made the motion to amend, Kate, you have the first opportunity to speak to your motion.
We are not changing the cost. The cost is the same, the $56,000. We're asking to take out the details. At this time, we believe those are the details, but if anything should change, if we just keep the dollar amount in there, we can work with what we have, versus if we're really specific, we have to put exactly that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else want to discuss the article that's on the floor, which is not the article, but the motion that's on the floor to amend Article 42. Anybody else want to? Okay, over here to Ron Newberry.
Hi, Ron. Ron Newberry. All the other articles that we voted on, the selectmen recommended unanimously. This one, they did not recommend. So I would perhaps like to hear the other perspective.
We want to discuss the motion that's on the floor.
Okay.
So right now, once we deal with the motion to amend, then we'll go back to discussing Article 42. Is there any other discussion on the motion to amend?
Polls there, which I just want to ask that if you remove specific information out of a petition, does it, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, does a petition require to have that specific information in there? Otherwise, it might defeat it just on the basis that it doesn't have enough information or detailed information in it. And I don't even know who that question would go to.
My understanding is that as long as we don't change the subject matter of the article, that we have the ability to amend it as long as we're not changing the subject matter. Here, we're not changing the subject matter.
Maybe I wasn't clear. Right.
Town council agrees with me.
Oh.
So if I could add something to that too, Don. Mm-hmm. Don, can
yeah,
I add?
Go ahead, Doug.
So we've reached out to the Department of Revenue Administration, who reviews all of our warrant articles and either approves or disapproves them, and we asked them about amending this and if it was a problem, because in the past it was, but apparently there's been recent case law so that amendments about specifics can be removed and the article will still be approved by the Department of Revenue Administration.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion on the article to amend? Not the article to amend, the motion to amend. All right, then we're ready to vote on the motion to amend. And the amendment would remove this sentence from the original article. It will remove the sentence, "The project would entail the installation of 424,000 BTU heads upstairs and 224,000 BTU heads downstairs, 3 outdoor condensers, and wiring costs for the project." All those in favor of amending by removing that sentence, raise your voter card. All those opposed to that amendment, raise your card. Okay, so the amendment carries. Now we're going to discuss the Article 42 as it has been amended. And Kate, I'll go to you. You have the first opportunity to speak to the Article 42 as we just amended it.
As we're all aware, the town hall is the central meeting place for the Freedom community. The building is used not only for town business, but organizations such as the Freedom Old Home Week Association, the Freedom Historical Society, the Freedom Community Club, the Freedom Village Store, and it also has been utilized by private citizens through memorial services. The building gets a lot of business during the warmer months from May to September for both public and private events. And as Alan said earlier around Article 11, it's really important that our buildings, our facilities are modern, efficient, and very comfortable. Last summer, it was not a very comfortable summer, and if we look in the past, it's been getting warmer. The trends are getting warmer every summer. Some events that had happened during the summer, the Freedom Historical Society sponsored on July 17th a Saturday morning cartoons, and it was 91 degrees here, and there were approximately 80 to 90 attendees in this room. At the July 13th Freedom Old Home Week meeting, it was 90 degrees, and there were 21 of us in the building. The cribbage tournament on July 29th, it was 76 degrees with 22 attendees. Mahjong on the 30th, it was 85 degrees with 20 attendees. Also on the 30th was the Secret Lives of Moose in the evening, and that was closer to 80 degrees, and we had 100 plus attendees. The Quilts of Valor on July 31st was 90 degrees, and there was more than 50 attendees. These last two, the Secret Lives of Moose and the Quilts of Valor, many people had to leave because it was so warm, or they chose not to come, even though they liked what was happening, they just could not handle the heat. On August 1st, the emergency management meeting, it was 92 degrees and there was over 50 attendees. And again, a lot of people came in and they walked out because they could not stay for the presentation due to the heat. The Freedom Community Club on September 11th, they had their dinner here, it was 78 degrees and more than 50 people. There's also been memorial services during the summer. One day on the 21st, the temperature was 90 degrees, July 28th, was 87 degrees. We are applying for grant money, but we can't complete those applications until we have an okay that the town is invested in making the renovations possible to this building. And once that is done, we can complete the grant and hopefully get some money towards that.
Okay, thank you. Is there other discussion on the article as we just amended it? All right, then we're ready to vote on Article 42 as amended, which is, all right.
Paul Zerowitz. Do you know if any of those organizations approached the school board to see if either the gymnasium or that little room that's next to the door is available, or?
Go ahead, Bill.
The Fremont Home Week uses the school for a number of events. That is not air conditioned either. But what we have done in the past is there are industrial fans that we put in the back. That doesn't work so well in here because then you can't hear the speakers. Again, I'll just say, you know, being involved in both the community club and the old home week, increasingly this building is unusable during the summer months. We did have a couple presenters last year, at least one who indicated they would not be doing their presentation here again this year, because they were just drenched at the end of their presentation last year with the number of people. We do have fans that we can put in the windows, but they really don't provide that much relief. And then I'll just also add that when we wrote this article, we were not able to bring it before the community club as a whole. We were able to do that last month, and the community club also overwhelmingly endorses this warrant article.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, over here. State your name.
Bob Rafferty. The question is, how many days a year has it been used on your list there that you need air conditioning for?
Okay. Does somebody want to respond to that? Anybody know that statistic?
Again, we did an informal partial list. I can't give you that statistic totally. The other issue is that this would also be heating. I can tell you that the Old Home Week Committee met in January and February in this building, and by the end of the meeting, everybody was wearing their coats. So, I'd have to go back to all the groups and ask that. I would guess it's probably somewhere in the 30 to 40 days at least. Old Home Week. Sorry, getting my hats confused. Old Home Week is every Saturday in the winter. Again, it's the heating issue. And then during Old Home Week, we use this building probably for 15 to 18 events. I'd have to go back and count it all up. So I can't give you a totally accurate. I guess it would depend on what you're calling a day, a whole day, or are you calling events? We looked into the window air conditioners, they just weren't as. Okay. And again, some people. We got several estimates, and that was the estimate we're going with. Again, I can't say it's
okay.
Days.
Hey,
we
speak at the permission of the moderator. Let's go to the very back of the room, Spencer, way back. Yep.
Hi, Shauna Eisenberg. I was just reading here at the bottom where it says, this project would enable the town hall to become a comfortable, tolerable facility for use when temperatures climb above 80 or fall below 30, and town residents can use the town hall as cooling or heating. And just remembering the couple of storms last around this time of year, March and April, and the power was out for a couple of days, so this would add, you know, a place for those of us, anybody who needs who's without power to get warm or get cool or whatever. So I think that would add to the number of days used, which of course we cannot predict. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Spencer, write that a little more of Vicki. Vicki, state your name.
Vicki McBiddy. We approved the PACS and REC program. So during the summer, when the temperature is 90 degrees and these kids are out playing, where are we going to put them? The school doesn't have air conditioning. If they came here, they still can come in to the program and still go downstairs and enjoy having their activities. So if we have proved that and we've got kids at 90 degrees outdoors, where are we going to put them? We need to put them inside of a building.
Spencer, give the mic to Mr. Rafferty. You have the floor right now.
Rafferty, I'm not questioning where the kids are going to go. I'm just questioning the amount of money as opposed to window air conditioners. That's all. I'm not saying keep the kids outside in the hot. But
okay.
Window air conditioners are a lot cheaper than $56,000.
Okay, thank you. Coming down here to Jeff Nickel.
Hi, Jeff Nickel. I'm just speaking personally. Just wanted to make everyone aware that these are efficient heat pump technology that is for heat as well as cooling. So focusing on just strictly cooling isn't looking at the entire picture. So the heat pumps will supply a base level of heat for this entire building. And as a volunteer who's been on multiple boards and here multiple nights, it would be really nice to have a little more stable heat for your volunteers as well as those that are coming as members of the public and others to those meetings. So if these heat pumps are supplying heat during the winter months on a baseline level, that also means that your furnace, your oil-fired furnace is working less, and you can prolong its life as well. So there's cost savings on that that is not really being considered when you're focusing just on air conditioning.
Thank you. Coming down here to Bonnie. State your name, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie Eli. I highly recommend the passage of this. I see this as a proactive article. It's also a health and safety issue. I was here during Joe Callanan's talk last summer and had to leave. It was just unhealthy. You know, we're not a necessarily young town, and I think the heat just hits people more. I'm here during the winter for Old Home Week meetings, the Festival of Trees. It's not only a comfort and a convenience, but it is a safety and health issue, I think. So I highly recommend it if he passed. Sure.
Okay, coming right down here to Joyce, then we'll come over to Ann.
My question is, I would like to know how many bids they received for this article.
Does anybody, Kate, do you want to respond to that, Bill?
Yes, we received two bids. The first one was for $56,000, and the second one, I believe, was $66,000 or $67,000.
Okay, thank you. Going over here to Ann. State your name, Ann, when you get the microphone.
Thank you. Everybody's been mentioning a heating and cooling station, but I have a question. My understanding is this building is also the town's designated emergency shelter. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's true, and with the ongoing climate change, you know, we really need to have an emergency shelter that's going to be climate controlled, whether it's the summer or whether it's the winter. And to follow on Jeff's point, the other point I was going to say is, don't forget, we won't be spending as much on oil to heat this building in the winter. It's not just about air conditioning.
Okay, and right next to you, Kim. Kim, state your name.
Kim Reese. I would like to repeat the question that was from before that wasn't quite answered yet. That is why the selectmen are not recommending this article.
So I can speak for myself. When I voted, I did not like the language that they were held into the 424,000 BTU heads and 220, because we've been in that box before as a town, and we specified, I believe we specified a certain make of truck that we were going to buy, and we couldn't get that make of truck, and we couldn't buy the other one. That was one of my reasons. The second reason is, you know, I've been in this building since, oh God, 4-H, probably in 1969, and it hasn't really been an issue for me, and it's always been hot. So I'm just, again, Jane can sympathize with me, I think. I don't like change. But we have not done an analysis, and one thing I would really love to see, because I can tell you that I heat one the house that my mother lives in with mini splits, and it saves a lot of money, and I have not seen the analysis on what we spend on oil in here. You know, I haven't seen that yet. But my biggest thing when we started this is they had put themselves in a box, and you didn't used to be able to change that, and now you can.
All right. Any other? There are right over here, Rick.
Well,
oh, wait. Kim, are you, you can still have the floor.
So the vote was two selectmen against it. So is there another selectman who'd like to share their reasons?
Well, I'd be happy to. I didn't vote for it because I was in Michigan the night that this was addressed and put in the warrant. For the same reasons that Les explained, again, the language is just way too specific, and it ties you into a plan that once you get into it, you might find out that this, oh shoot, there's a better way to do this, be it cheaper or more efficient. The second reason that would have led me to not support this was that as we were building the warrant, my first reaction was, "Holy smokes! There's no way we're going to keep the tax rate even with what we have on our plate without the warrant article." And of course, fortunately, as we worked through the process, we did come out within cents of being even. As far as the notion of putting cooling in here, I don't really have a problem with it. I'm an old school guy. Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock, I'm doing a historical presentation up here during Old Home Week. And last year I was fortunate. It wasn't a bad afternoon. But yes, it has been hot. But then again, what, this building's been here since what, 1890 something? We've been able to tolerate the heat, but I don't really have a problem with doing it. It would only be for the reasons that I stated that I would have been reluctant to put my vote in favor.
If I can just add one thing.
Sure.
Everybody is saying, you know, a heating and cooling station. You know, I think that they can be very functional. I think that we leave the heat, the oil heat, set on 60. You come in, you turn it up, and probably 5 minutes before you leave your planning board meeting, it's warm enough to stay. I think if that heat stays on 60 and you supplement, it will work well. The other point I want to make, we don't have a generator big enough to run these units. So don't think when it's hot outside and we don't have power, it's going to be cool here.
And I will also add my 2 cents on this. I have mini splits. I love them. I'm not opposed to that. But the same night that we looked at this and was trying to cut the budget down and keep it down, we took them out of the budget where our town hall, where our town offices are, and they work every day, 40 hours. You know, they work full time. And we took them out of the budget for mini splits. I couldn't support doing that and then putting it over here.
All right, going over here, Carrie. Great name.
Carrie Buttrick. I just want to make sure people understand that I'm going to put Mark on the spot. Mark McKinley is in charge of these buildings, and he's been working with the people that came out to do the bids. And I think Mark would do the best job he could to get us the best buck for our dollar. And I'm pretty sure I can answer this question, but I really think it needs to be confirmed. If this article passes, we have a good chance, and maybe somebody else can, that if this article passes, the work will be done in the spring, which means it'll be benefit to the town now and going forward. So I think we see immediate
results.
Thank you. Going over here. We got a long run with the microphone. We're coming. It's getting there. And when you get the microphone, state your name.
Luann Janess. I'm just wondering, when you voted against the mini splits for the town hall, was that because of the renovations that are coming up and you're going to be taking care of all of that then?
Some of it was, but that's not.
Well, two different buildings.
I'm at the town office. When you voted against, when you decided not to put them in the town office, is that because of the renovations that are coming
up? That played a role in it, yes, but that's not going to happen in, you know, in the near future. It's going to be a year or two out. So I felt uncomfortable voting that way. I will vote for them today, I'll tell you that.
And then my other question is, what about the Mason, when you do the Mason Hall, what are you going to do about that when you get that ready for town offices?
Down the road.
Yeah, that's a ways out. I mean, yeah,
that's a year out.
Yeah. I would vote for air conditioning in it when they're renovated, yes.
Okay, going over the year around.
Harry O'Ram. Earlier today, we approved $26,000 for beams at the Masonic Lodge. The amount of people that use the Masonic Lodge versus who uses this building is considerably different. So I think that we need to rethink. If there's a question here as to, as the selectman-elect mentioned, that they were concerned about being locked into bids. The suggestion may be that Mr. Carney and their crew get that information, supply it to them, and then relook this activity. I sit in this building. I've sat in this building for 20 years on boards, and sometimes I'm dressed like I'm going to Mount Washington. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go back here to Pam. Okay.
Thank you.
Pam Keith moves the question. Okay, no second is required. Requires a two-thirds majority. Again, moving the question means if you vote yes, you want to go immediately to voting on the article as amended. If you vote no, you want to keep discussing it. All in favor of moving the motion that's on the floor? All opposed? Okay, I'm going to declare that was a two-thirds majority, and we are now ready to vote on Article 42 as amended. We, the concerned citizens of Freedom, including the Freedom Old Home Week Association and the Freedom Historical Society, respectfully ask the town if they would vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $56,000 to help defray the purchase and labor costs of installing air conditioning and heating mini splits in the Freedom Town Hall. The project would ensure the town hall becomes a comfortable, tolerable facility for use when temperatures climb above 80 degrees Fahrenheit or fall below 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and the town residents can use the town hall as a cooling or heating station during extreme weather events. Funds to be raised by taxation. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed, raise your voter card. Okay, so Article 42 as amended carries. We now